The Emancipation Proclamation, issued by President Abraham Lincoln on January 1, 1863, is one of the most significant acts in American history. This executive order, which declared the freedom of all enslaved people in Confederate-held territory, was a crucial turning point in the Civil War. While it did not immediately free all enslaved people in the United States, its political, social, and moral impact was profound. The proclamation shifted the purpose of the war, reframing the Union's struggle as not just about preserving the nation, but also about ending slavery, a great moral evil that had long divided the nation. 1863 was a landslide. The Emancipation Proclamation had its roots in the political and military needs of the Union. When the Civil War began, President Lincoln and many Northern politicians were initially focused on preserving the Union and not on abolishing slavery. Lincoln himself had opposed the expansion of slavery into new territories but was hesitant to challenge the institution where it already existed, partly because he feared it would alienate the border states, slaveholding states that had stayed in the Union, such as Kentucky, Maryland, and Missouri. However, as the war dragged on and the Union's military and political needs became clearer, Lincoln began to recognize the strategic and moral importance of taking action on slavery. The Union's fight was not just to defeat the Confederacy, it was also to challenge the foundation of the Confederate economy and social system, which was built on slavery. By the summer of 1862, as Union victories in the West began to give the North a more favorable position, Lincoln began to see the possibility of using the abolition of slavery as a weapon to weaken the Confederacy. The decision to issue the Emancipation Proclamation was not made in haste. Lincoln faced immense pressure, both from within his own administration and from the public. Abolitionists and radical Republicans were urging him to take bold action to end slavery, while conservative factions, particularly in the border states, feared the impact on the Union war effort. Lincoln's own cabinet was divided, with some members arguing that emancipation would alienate Southern Unionists and hinder the war effort. Others, like Secretary of State William Seward, urged Lincoln to wait for a Union military victory before issuing the proclamation, so that it would be seen as a sign of strength, not desperation. By September 1862, after the Union Army's defeat at the Second Battle of Bull Run and the prolonged standoff at Antietam, Lincoln felt the military situation had improved enough to take a stand. The Battle of Antietam, though tactically indecisive, had ended in a Union strategic victory, and Lincoln saw this as the moment to act. On September 22, 1862, Lincoln issued a preliminary proclamation, declaring that as of January 1, 1863, all enslaved people in Confederate-held territory would be free. This announcement was, in many ways, a carefully calculated political move. Lincoln was not immediately freeing all slaves in the United States, but rather those in areas that were in rebellion against the Union, areas that he did not control. It was also important to note that the proclamation did not apply to the slaveholding border states that remained loyal to the Union or to areas of the Confederacy that had already been captured by Union forces. This limitation was designed to avoid further alienating the border states, which were crucial to the Union war effort. Despite its limitations, the Emancipation Proclamation was a revolutionary document. It changed the character of the war, transforming it from a conflict solely focused on Union preservation to a moral crusade against slavery. The proclamation also paved the way for African Americans to join the Union Army and fight for their own freedom. By the end of the war, nearly 200,000 African American soldiers and sailors had served in the Union military, playing a critical role in the defeat of the Confederacy. The proclamation also had a profound international impact. European powers, particularly Great Britain and France, had been considering recognition of the Confederacy, but after the Emancipation Proclamation, the war took on a new moral dimension. The idea of supporting a slaveholding Confederacy became untenable, and both nations moved away from any potential support for the South. The proclamation helped prevent European intervention, which could have been disastrous for the Union cause. In the South, however, the Emancipation Proclamation was met with fury. Confederate President Jefferson Davis and Southern leaders rejected it as an unconstitutional overreach, and it galvanized their commitment to the cause of preserving slavery. The Confederacy doubled down on its efforts to fight for what it saw as its right to maintain its social order, and many Southern whites viewed the proclamation as a direct threat to their way of life. While the Emancipation Proclamation did not immediately free a single slave, its symbolic and legal significance cannot be overstated. It made it clear that the Union's war aim was not simply to preserve the United States, but also to eliminate the institution of slavery. This change in purpose had wide-reaching consequences, influencing the political landscape of the United States in the years that followed. The proclamation also laid the groundwork for the passage of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which would permanently abolish slavery in the United States. In January 1865, with the Union on the verge of victory, Congress passed the 13th Amendment, which was ratified later that year. This constitutional amendment codified the principles established by the Emancipation Proclamation and ensured that slavery would never again be a legal institution in the United States. Despite its groundbreaking nature, the Emancipation Proclamation was not without controversy. Some critics argued that it did not go far enough, particularly because it did not apply to the border states or to areas of the Confederacy already under Union control. Others, particularly in the South, saw it as a declaration of war against their way of life. And even within the Union, there were those who opposed the proclamation for various reasons, from concerns over its constitutionality to fears about its impact on the war effort. Nevertheless, the Emancipation Proclamation stands as a testament to Lincoln's political genius and moral vision. It was an act of courage and conviction, issued at a time when the future of the nation was uncertain and the war was far from won. Lincoln's decision to make abolition a central goal of the Union war effort transformed the Civil War from a battle to preserve the Union into a fight for the freedom of millions of enslaved people. While the proclamation did not immediately end slavery, it set in motion the forces that would bring about the eventual abolition of the institution. It also marked a major step in the United States' long and ongoing journey toward fulfilling the promises of liberty and equality set forth in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The Emancipation Proclamation was not only a milestone in the Civil War, it was a milestone in the American story, signaling the nation's commitment to the ideals of freedom and justice for all.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.